I've decided to dig deeper here because knowing what we know now, that when surveyed, 25 million Americans identify as members of the National Rifle Association, whether they pay dues or not. More than 5 million people pay dues every year. Another 20 million pay dues at some point or think they pay dues or self-identify, as Professor Doolin put it in the previous segment. My next guest, Mark W. Smith, author of First They Came for the Guns, First They Came for the Gun Owners, I should say, and the New York Times bestselling author of The Official Handbook of the Vast Right-Wing Conspiracy. He is a presidential scholar, senior fellow in law and public policy at the King's College, New York City, as well as a former professor of law. Mark, welcome to the program.
Steve, thanks for having me back on. Good morning to you and your listeners.
Great to have you back, sir. All right, so Letitia James, gives a gift, I think, to Republicans. I mean, no better way to stir up the gun-owning American public than to attack the number one symbol of defending gun rights, not only in America, but in the world, the National Rifle Association, and not just go after them, try to destroy them. What do you make of this?
Steve, I completely agree that this political stunt by not only the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, who previously, when she campaigned for the job of Attorney General, which is an elected position in New York, she actually referred to the NRA as a terrorist organization in her campaign. And obviously, that's what she thinks, and that's what she's now acting on. But there's a second lawsuit that was simultaneously brought in Washington, D.C., by a District of Columbia prosecutor. Now, what's telling about this, Steve, is that both of these are civil lawsuits. And what I mean by that is these are lawsuits where, you know, people fight about money. Civil lawsuits happen all the time in the United States. And I mention this because the allegations, which I have no personal knowledge of the allegations one way or the other as to what happened at the NRA or their internal workings. What I do know is that most of those allegations, if not all of them, were publicly available for all to see, you know, back in the spring of 2019. So the fact that now we have these coordinated civil lawsuits in the District of Columbia and New York attacking the NRA and seeking its dissolution tells you largely what you need to know. If these prosecutors had the goods on the NRA, if they really had the goods, then, of course, what they should be doing and what they would be doing is criminally indicting everyone. But they didn't do that. They just brought this lawsuit. So to me, that's a major tell, Steve, that this is a political stunt designed to get headlines with the handmaidens of the anti-gun movement in the mainstream media. But I agree with you. This is going to backfire on the left.
Oh,
because
badly.
It's reminding the president and everyone the importance of what's happening in November with gun rights.
Right, and it's not just a reminder. It's not just a subtle, it's a punch in the face. Because as we had Professor Steve Doolin on just moments ago, he said 25 million Americans when asked, and these are all likely voters, by the way, because gun owners and NRA members vote in far higher percentages than the average American citizen. So if 25 million Americans identify as gun owners, I mean, that's going to change the outcome of races. Furthermore, in 2020, according to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, 20 million new guns have been sold in America so far, year to date. And 40% of those people, 8 million of those folks, are first-time gun buyers. Do you think they want to give up their rights right after buying a gun for the first time? 8 million people. What do you make of that?
Steve, I agree with you. Destroying the NRA and attacking the NRA is not about the NRA per se. What it's really about is destroying a major component of the American conservative movement. That's what they're really not targeting the NRA. They're really targeting gun owners across the country and the gun rights movement. And as to what people are going to do in November and how they're thinking, I keep telling people, Steve, look at how people act. How are they behaving? Right? They're going out there. They're moving from these blue cities, which are run by Democrats. They're voting with their feet and leaving. They're buying firearms, right, which tells you all you need to know about what they think about the civil unrest that we're seeing on TV, the mob violence, and
sure,
the like. So if you look at how people are behaving, they're certainly behaving in a way that would suggest that they would be very supportive of not only the NRA, but really the conservative self-defense, you know, self-reliance, independence movement to protect yourself against the dangers of the world and the like. So, yeah, I think that by all indications, attacking the oldest civil rights organization, the NRA, the centerpiece of the gun rights movement, in this way is very favorable to the gun rights movement. Because remember, if you really, if this was kind of what I call a legitimate attack, a legitimate lawsuit, then they would be focused on the people who allegedly misbehaved, right? They would focus like a laser beam on those individuals that they assert in these allegations did something wrong, which we don't know if they did or didn't, but that's the allegations. But what they've done is essentially said, we want to dissolve the NRA, which means, and here's the interesting key point, Steve, they want to re-victimize the same people that were allegedly victimized by these individuals, right? So people, you and I and others, donate money to the NRA, let's say, and the money was misspent allegedly, right? But so you and I and other donors and members of the NRA would have been the victims, assuming that's all true, which I'm not sure any of that's true, of course. But now they're saying, now we want to repunish Mark and Steve and the other NRA members and the other NRA supporters even further by dissolving the organization that you support. So we are being re-victimized to the extent that the New York Attorney General gets what she wants, which is to destroy this organization and dissolve it. And why would you do that for the alleged acts of a handful of people, even assuming any of that's true? Why would you repunish the owner, the people that support the NRA, as opposed to just clean up its act?
Yeah, we would be disenfranchised, Mark. That's the deal, disenfranchised. Mark Smith is with us. He is a presidential scholar, senior fellow in law and public policy, King's College, New York City, the epicenter of anti-guns, oftentimes. But there's no question that when you look at the 25 million people that identify as NRA members, the 8 million new gun owners in America today, you have turned the power switch on to these people that are going to vote, Mark. This is going to be, when you have elections that are decided by 0.2%, 0.1%, a few hundred votes, this could be the whole shooting match. Do they not realize, is Letitia James in such a bubble that she doesn't understand Wisconsin or Michigan or Pennsylvania or North Carolina or Virginia, for that matter? Your thoughts?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, one of the problems that the left has is that they all talk to one another inside of a handful of megalopolis city types. And they don't actually know any ordinary Americans. They don't actually know any plumbers, electricians. They don't know anybody that owns guns. They don't know anybody that voted for Donald Trump. And all they do is they talk to one another, and they can't figure out why they often lose elections.
They don't
get
it.
I think this is another example. This is tone deaf. They think that because they're getting great headlines in Bloomberg and the New York Times and the like, that somehow this is great. But those headlines, in this instance, not only will not turn into more votes, they will actually turn into more votes for the pro-gun side, because the truth is that people, there are individuals who single-issue vote on guns. They're always on the pro-gun side. No one single-issue votes on the anti-gun side. Usually the anti-gun movement is, like, you know, way down there on, like, you know, issue number 7 or 8 after a whole bunch of other things like free health care for illegal immigrants and the like.
Right.
But, yes, I agree. This is going to be a great kick in the butt for the gun rights movement and a reminder of what's at stake in November.
Mark Smith, greatly appreciate it. He wrote, "First they came for the gun owners." And the New York Times bestselling author of The Official Handbook of the Vast Right-Wing Conspiracy, presidential scholar, senior fellow in law, public policy, King's College, New York. Mark, always a great pleasure, and we'll talk soon, I'm sure. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you, Steve. Have a great weekend.
You have it. Quick break. We'll be right back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com. There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say. Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
Okay to Say can change that. Okay to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the Okay to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the Okay to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using Okay to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by Okay to Say and MA.